God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Your mom probably told you it was good to play nice. You should be nice to other people. And nice is a very popular concept today. We like nice people. We like kind people. Kind people are my kind of people. Play nice. And we've got shirts and coffee mugs and all kinds of things that say, be nice. Well, I'm all for being nice. I believe God is all for being nice. In fact, Leviticus 19 is all about, largely about how we treat other people. However, who would be against being kind to other people? Even the meanest people in the world are nice to their friends, even if they disagree with you. So the problem with being nice is that it is somewhat self-serving. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That is a Bible precept. And by the way, it's something that has generally been thought of by mankind across the globe for many, many years. However, what if I had a shirt or a coffee mug that said, be holy? Well, all of a sudden, that's not so popular. And the reason is because when we're talking about being nice and being kind, we're talking about our relationship to other people. And when we're talking about being holy or pure or moral, all of which need to be defined probably, we're talking about your relationship to God. Leviticus is basically a brick to the modern American face, not because it's obscure. Now, to be sure, Leviticus is obscure. Quite frankly, sometimes when I read Matthew, that is obscure to me. Or I read Proverbs, sometimes that is beyond me. So the book, the Bible, is written by God. It's been given for eternity. It is timeless. And it wasn't written by someone I went to school with. So there are things about it in every book that are obscure to me. But I will tell you that primarily, Leviticus is a brick in the face, not because of what we don't understand. It's a brick in the face because of what we do understand. So Leviticus 19 begins by saying, speak unto the congregation of the children of Israel and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And following, you have 37 verses of precepts, commands, and so on. And the refrain you find throughout the book, in fact, 15 times throughout this chapter, 6 times in chapter 18, is the refrain, I am the Lord your God. In other words, the way you live tomorrow indicates who you believe God to be. If I think to myself, well, I don't see what's wrong with, then I've made myself God. If I think to myself, well, no one will know if I do this, then I've made myself God. If I say, well, I'm not hurting anyone else by doing this, I am making myself God. Sin is not gauged by how many people it hurts. It is gauged by if it offends a holy God. So let me give you three examples in Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19:11 says, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Now, obviously, this is about my dealing with other people. But if I take God out of the equation, then it's nothing more than a social contract that has evolved over time. And what Leviticus is stating is that there is a God, a personal God, a timeless God, who has mandated that it is wrong to lie to other people, not because of what it does to them primarily, though that is part of it, but because it is against God himself. If I lie to someone, do they know? Well, not if I'm a good liar. If a person's a bad liar, then everyone knows. And the only time you know someone's a liar is if they're a bad liar. If someone is really a good liar, you won't ever know because they're lying. So it's kind of like if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, did it make any noise? You know, it's the same idea. If I lie to someone and they never know that I lied, have I really lied? Have I really offended? And the answer is yes. Not because they know, but because God knows. In Leviticus 19:14, the Bible says, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Why? But shall fear thy God, I am the Lord. So it's my fear of God, not fear of others, that keeps me doing the right thing. If I were to curse someone who could not hear, would they know? No, but God does, and that's why it matters. If I were to go 20 yards ahead of someone that's blind and put a stumbling block in front of them, would they see me doing it? Would they know I'm doing it? No, but God would, and that's what matters. In verse 17, the Bible says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Okay, if I hate my brother, that's wrong. But it's not just wrong because it produces mean actions to that brother. That's bad enough. It's wrong because it is an offense against God. If I hate a brother in my heart, will he ever know that? Possibly not. But God does, and that's what matters. So tomorrow, the way you live indicates who you believe God to be. Either you are God or God is God. And Leviticus gives us a case for the transcendent God who alters and affects and even empowers the life that we live.